taking time to simply settle into our mindfulness. With today's practice, I recommend the anchor of breath and body together to create a really strong felt sense of being here, here. And remembering intentions to open to what's here just as it is, with friendliness, with metta, M-E-T-T-A, friendliness. And so practicing for a little while in the silence, breath and body together, simply being here. Within breath and body as a whole, we can ask, what's here? And noticing particular sensations as they show. A tickle in the throat, feeling of pressure, pulsation. And we might name these experiences as they show. Noticing them for their brief life, coming and going. Tickle, tickle, itch, pressure, flutter, vibration. Opening to it with friendliness, watching it arise and pass. And then coming back to breath and body as a whole, or to some other prominent sensation. we practice being here with breath and body, and we open to what's here. Little investigation. Maybe simply what's prominent is breath and body. And so then we engage with it. Or something else, and we note it. Noting sensations as we go. Experiences of the mind heart may show, and we can note them as well. Possibly also really noticing how they land in the body. And then back to the anchor or to the next prominent sensation. As we continue to engage with what's here, as we notice a particular sensation that's salient, we can also note its feeling tone. So maybe there's a feeling of pressure with the sitting, the sits bones. Neutral, pressure, neutral. Sense of pulsation, vibration in the hands, pleasant, pleasant. Some ache, aching, pulling, stretching, pleasant, unpleasant. So noting these sensations and then their feeling tone and watching the changing nature of the sensations along with their feeling tones, the Vedana. Noticing how, along with the sensations, the Vedana too is impermanent. And then we can come back to our anchor or to the next sensation that's salient. With a friendly awareness. noting sensations and their feeling tones, their Vedana. Breath and body as a whole. Can we note that and its feeling tone? As we continue to practice, we might notice when a sensation is particularly pleasant. Are we getting lost in the pleasantness and slipping into craving and clinging with its attendant suffering? When there are prominent unpleasant sensations, can we abide with them, watch them change, or is there a slipping into aversion? Gotta get rid of it. Fixing. Multiplicity of second arrows. An aversion with its suffering can easily create restlessness and worry. Oh, this will never go away. Agitation, restlessness in the body, which then can be exhausting. Sloth and torpor set in. And or the mind goes to, something pleasant. What's pleasant? Craving after the pleasant to fix it. So we can notice all of these experiences without judgment. Just appreciating seeing how the mind works with feeling tone, with Vedana. Oftentimes, the anchor of breath or breath and body is experienced as neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And we can watch that feeling tone, that Vedana, and see, does it slip into oblivion? To really getting lost, drifting, slipping into illusion, delusion, fantasy, seeking entertainment with the pleasant or even the unpleasant. So we can again watch how the mind works without judgment, with kindness, with interest. And in these last couple of minutes of our practice, really intending to be present to what's here, to engage with it, noting sensations, feeling tone, Vedana, and watching their changing nature.